How much will customers save on private health insurance in the years ahead after the federal government's announcement of 14 new measures to address an affordability and transparency crisis? The government is promising premium rises won't be as high as in the past. Across the health sector, though, the views are mixed on how big the savings could be. From Canberra, Stephanie Boris reports.
The Health Minister is hopeful customers won't be slugged with massive price hikes on their private health insurance bills in the years ahead. Speaking to the ABC Sabra Lane, Greg Hunt says changes to the sector should provide better deals.
Well, my hope is that we'll have the lowest premium changes in over a decade. And for young people, that will be a direct reduction of up to 10%. And across the board, we hope to save hundreds of dollars over the coming 3 years. Very significant Minister, outcomes for people.
Sorry, Minister, you said that is your hope. Can you guarantee it?
Well, it's these are matters for the private sector, but they have guaranteed that they will pass through every dollar.
But by how much? Last year's premium rise was 4.8%. While the Health Minister won't say what figure he wants, the ABC understands the government believes next year's premium hike could be as low as 3.9%. Jane Hall is a Professor of Health Economics at the University of Technology, Sydney. She says it's too hard to predict a number.
We would hope to see it being lower. But the things that are going to impact on that immediately, really, are the prostheses reduction. The other things that have been announced, whilst they're some of them are very positive, will take time to run through the system.
As Jane Hall mentioned, the government's key measure to bring prices down is its intervention in the medical technology sector. That will result in a reduction of prices across devices such as pacemakers and implants, including hips and knees. Private Healthcare Australia Chief Executive Dr. Rachel David says health funds will pass on those savings to customers.
In terms of the question about the prosthesis list, the savings will be returned. Every dollar of those savings will be returned to consumers. And the documentation in our premium round process, which is overseen by the Department of Health and the Australian Prudential Regulatory Authority, or APRA, has detailed this and how it will be done.
Medical Technology Association of Australia CEO Ian Berger says if that's the case, next year's premium rise should be very low.
We believe at the very most it should be a CPI increase. The cuts to the prostheses list that the Minister has announced as part of the agreement with the industry are significant.
Ian Berger says the sector is in support of the reforms, but now all eyes should be on the insurance industry to ensure they pass on the savings.
I think that consumers would consider that it is absolutely realistic that at the most it'd be a CPI increase.
Jane Hall says a CPI increase is not realistic.
CPI is based on changes in costs across the whole economy, whereas what drives insurance premiums is changes in the cost level in the healthcare market.
Private health insurers are adamant the 14 new measures announced today will see a lower premium increase.
I know that every insurer is going to give it their best shot, and we're certainly going to have the lowest price increase. It'll be lower than last year. It'll be the lowest in 10 years. There'll be no doubt about that.
That's Bupa Managing Director of Health Insurance, Dr. Dwayne Crombie. While confident there will be a drop, he doesn't think it will be as low as 3.9%. Jane Hall says customers shouldn't expect a massive change in their premium next year, rather gradual changes over the years. And she points out there are other factors that will come into play.
Well, you can see why it has a certain amount of appeal to say, why should private health insurance be going up faster than everything else? But that's a bit like saying, why should healthcare costs be going up faster than other things in the economy? And we know why. It's because people have higher expectations, higher needs. We're moving into a population with more chronic disease, more need for ongoing care that tends to be more expensive. And we know that as individuals and as countries get richer, they're prepared to spend more on their healthcare because it adds to quality of life.
Among other changes to private health insurance, people under 30 will be offered discounts for taking up hospital cover. While the maximum excess on policies will be lifted to $750 for singles and $1,500 for families as a way to offer lower premiums.
Stephanie Boris reporting from Canberra.